From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Wallets still open.
They are. They are. Retail sales data. And look, this was released yesterday, and I think it's a useful sort of reminder, I think, about the local economy and the economic conditions. Because we've recently seen the Reserve Bank lower the official cash rate, right? So you go, why are they doing that? What are they worried about? Well, it's all about sort of momentum and keeping momentum in the economy, particularly the jobs market. So it's not about the now. It's about looking forward. It's about, you know, contrasting expectations with that situation right now and where we're going to go. So right now looks okay. I mean, we talk about the jobs market a lot, very low unemployment everywhere. But if you look at retail sales, I think that's quite a good sort of close to home barometer of what's happening. The fact of the matter is that also, in terms of the now situation, looks quite solid. You know, we've seen retail price increases are quite muted. So that's helping support sales volumes in the retail sector. So total volume of retail sales in the first quarter increased 0.7%. Market consensus 0.6%. So tick on that. The yearly number, retail sales volume lifted 3.7%. So, you know, you look at that, that's kind of okay. Look at the country. We're better spenders in the North Island than we are in the South Island. And North Island, better spending. Canterbury, activity there a little bit weaker. And if I sort of look at, if I look at the core volumes, if I take out the vehicle and fuel spending, the numbers are actually a little bit higher than the yearly series. And I think you can, Mike, I think you can draw a line and conclude that we've seen a lift in lower income households from the 2018 government's families package. And I think you're seeing that being reflected in certain pockets of the retail sector, things like department stores, hardware, building, gardening, the supermarket sector. I think you can see some evidence there. The lifts there all over their long-term averages. The accommodation numbers, they were impacted by timing issues of the Easter holiday. Yep. So we'll sort of look to Q2 for that to straighten up again. Mike, at the back of this, expectations for growth are still quite modest. It hasn't shifted those expectations. But all in all, it's continuing that pitch that the now looks okay. Yeah. It's the future that we're a little bit worried
about. We'll take it for now. Overnight, yeah. I note that Mr. Xi said today, on the new long march, we must overcome various major risks and challenges from home and abroad and win new victories for socialism with Chinese characteristics. Brace yourself for difficult times. So he might be in it for the long haul.
Yeah, they do good prosaic comments, the Chinese leaders, don't they? Mm. You know, contrast those to the tweets from Mr. Trump. Anyway, look, I know we keep coming back to the US-China trade dispute, and there's two very important reasons why we do it. Firstly, it's quite a relevant short-term influence on sentiment at the moment. So financial markets are reacting to every twist and turn, every tweet from Trump as well. So that's the short-term influence. The thing is, at JMI, Mike, we'd like to try and look through some of those short-term issues and look at more of the long-term factors. But that's the second reason why the trade dispute is important. A protracted long-term trade dispute between US and China is a significant detractor for global economic performance. It has wide and I would say important ramifications. So we're not just headline chasing by talking about the US-China trade dispute. Now, a few days ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, Mike, I did say that when we were having another foray into this subject, I talked about the disparity in trade volumes between the US and China. So you got a lot of imports from going into the US from China, not so much going the other way. So if these guys go toe-to-toe, tit for tat, the Chinese run out of ammunition before the US do. And I said there was the potential for non-tariff retaliation. Said that was pretty high. Well, we've got a survey, Mike. 47% of the members of the American Chamber of Commerce in China and a similar group based in Shanghai said that on top of the recently imposed tariffs, they're seeing non-tariff retaliation. They're talking about things like slower customs clearance, more inspections, delayed approvals for licensing. So in other words, it's getting more difficult for them to do business there. Now we look forward to the G20 meeting, whether or not Xi and Trump actually have a meeting. Remember, all the important work is the lead into that, all those meetings beforehand.
Exactly. Yep. Numbers, please.
25,805 on the Dow. The down 73. That's about just over a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500, 2853, down 11. NASDAQ, 7757, down 28. So a little bit of weakness in the US market. FTSE 100, 7334, up small. The Nikkei, 21283, also up small. And the Shanghai Composite, 2891, down small, so small movements everywhere. The ASX 200, 6510 up 11, and the NZX 50, we gained 21 points, 0.21%, closing at 10,237. On the currencies, 0.6500 on the wholesale markets, that's the New Zealand dollar versus the US, 0.9440 against the Aussie, 0.5822 euro, 0.5121 pounds, 71.69 yen. Gold trading at $1,274.30. Bit of weakness in the oil price, Mike. Brent crude down $1.48, $70.70.
Love your style. Have a good one. See you Friday. Andrew Kelleher and the expertise to be found at jmiwealth.co.nz.